This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Los Angeles, a protest over the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would toss Roe versus Wade led to a brief skirmish between protesters and police. About 1,000 protesters showed up outside the Supreme Court building last night. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias says this leaked document is not a final decision.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but until we get the final decision from the court, I'm not going to, move forward or assume anything is final. It was just a draft, and justices can still change their mind.
But Vice President Kamala Harris says the draft opinion shows
women's rights in America are under attack.
She spoke at the Emily's List Political Action Committee conference yesterday. It was widely seen as an early test of former President Trump's hold on the Republican Party. And now the candidate he endorsed has won Ohio's GOP Senate primary, hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance. He'll face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan in the general election. Russian forces are pounding targets across Ukraine this morning, taking aim at supply lines for foreign weapons in the West and intensifying an offensive in the East. Get ready, it'll likely cost you more to borrow money for a car or a home after the Fed announces its decision on interest rates. The AP's Julie Walker.
Economists agree after its meeting, the Fed will almost certainly announce it's raising its benchmark short-term interest rate by a half percentage point, the sharpest rate hike since 2000, and then another half-point rate hike at its next meeting in June and possibly at the July one. Economists foresee still further rate hikes in the months to follow. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The man who was transportation secretary on 9/11 has died. Norman Mineta was 90 years old. The AP's Ed Donahue with a look at his legacy.
Mineta was in charge of the Department of Transportation on September 11, 2001.
Said, Mr. Secretary, we just got a report from an Arlington County police officer that he saw an American Airlines go into the Pentagon.
Planes also crashed into the World Trade Center towers in New York and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
These terrorist acts are designed to steal the confidence of Americans. We will restore that confidence.
Mineta ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 attacks. He was the first Asian American to become a cabinet secretary, serving under Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. His former chief of staff says Norman Mineta died peacefully at his home, surrounded by family. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.